Friday, November 29th. This is being recorded a good deal after that day. About all that I remember about that Friday is going down to the White House with Linda Byrd because Mrs. Kennedy had gone away to the Cape for the Thanksgiving holidays with the rest of the Kennedys, and the house was empty. And I thought Linda Byrd and I would choose rooms. Mr. J.B. West took us round from room to room. They were full of empty, half-filled, all-filled packing boxes, closets with their doors, some of them open, some of them still half-full. None of our things have been moved in yet. That will take place after every last bit of the Kennedys' things have gone. And there, lying in the hall, as if someone had set the stage, very casually, was a book called In and Out of the White House by Ona Jeffries. Linda Byrd and I selected the rooms. She will have the one that was Caroline's. Lucy will have the one that was John John's. The whole scene had that whole peculiar sadness of a move, heightened to the ultimate degree because of the people who were moving and the circumstances under which they were moving. Now, as I'm recording that day, it gives me an eerie feeling to pick up in my little sitting room what I thought was that same book, In and Out of the White House. But this one is not, because it is mine. And on the inside, there's an inscription that reads, NYC, August 4th, 1960. For Lady Byrd Johnson, still yours in the fellowship of a great hope, APG. I do not remember who APG is. There is also the mailing label, Lady Byrd Johnson, care Senator Lyndon Johnson, Senate Office Building, personal. Such is the queer turn of the wheel of fate.